Good morning, everybody, and thank you for taking the day today to sit together. And if you need to shift your posture during the Teisho, that's fine. Just do keep the back straight and the head up. At the beginning of a session, a student comes into Doksan and the teacher asks, "Why are you here?" The student replies, "Roshi, I want to deepen my understanding." Well, that might be a good reply, or it might not. What kind of understanding is the student looking for? There are many kinds of understanding. There is scientific understanding, ethical, psychological, emotional understanding, political understanding, theological or religious understanding, cosmological understanding. All of these are about the world of time, space, and karma. And they're all about seeking, finding out something that is outside yourself. And all are tied to cause and effect. There's nothing inherently wrong with such understanding. It's the vehicle of our functioning in the world of time, space, and karma, delusive wisdom. But if we attach to it as the only way, then we're in trouble. One can spend lifetimes seeking in this understanding and remain trapped in samsara, the wheel of birth and death. I fear that these days too many of us are infected with the disease of understanding. We read, we study, we hear Teisho, blatherings like this one. We work on koans. We go to sittings, Zazen Kai, Sashin. Occasionally, we have flashes, real insights into the great matter. But almost instantly, we start thinking, "Ah, so that's what it's all about. That's the real truth of the matter. Now I've got it." The discursive mind is incredibly patient, and it becomes more and more subtle with practice. You see, it is practicing as well. It practices getting around our zazen. What kind of understanding will we have when the light of the world fades in death? That's the real question. Are we spending so much energy trying to acquire worldly knowledge and understanding, something that is so temporary? The hardest thing to do, especially in this culture, is to let go of the desire to understand, to know. There is so much information at our fingertips, at the click of a mouse, so much understanding. We want to explore all the ins and outs of every phenomenon, all the causes of every effect, and every effect that stems from a cause. This understanding is very much about control, and we love the illusion of control. Our knowledge, our understanding, being in control, is how we define and preserve the separate ego self. In our practice, it is necessary always to look at our zazen closely. Are we really letting go of everything? Or are we still, in very subtle ways, trying to figure stuff out? Are we looking for the great truth that is beyond understanding, beyond words and thoughts? Or are we just trying to look for understanding as a temporary pacifier? Case number 59 from the True Dharma Eye, Zen Master Dogen's 300 Koans. Zen Master Dajian Wei Nung of Mount Zhaoxi was once asked by a monastic, "Who has grasped the significance of Huang Mei?" Wei Nung said, "Those who understand the Buddha Dharma have it." The monastic said, "Do you have it, Master?" Wei Nung said, "No, I do not have it." The monastic said, "How come you don't have it?" Wei Nung said, "Because I don't understand the Buddha Dharma." The two personages referred to in this case are Wei Nung, the sixth ancestor of Chinese Chan, whose dates are 638 to 713 of the Common Era, and Huang Mei, the fifth ancestor, who lived from 601 to 674. He transmitted the Dharma to Wei Nung, as described by Wei Nung in his autobiography. After receiving transmission, Wei Nung spent many years in seclusion before emerging to teach. But here he is now, in this story, the abbot of Mount Zhaoxi, and he is questioned by one of those unsung heroes of the Dharma, the anonymous monastic, who asks Wei Nung, "Who has grasped the significance of Huang Mei?" Yes, who has grasped the true teachings of your predecessor and all of the Buddha's and great ancestors? It's another way of putting the question of questions. But do you see the trap that this monastic has already fallen into? What is there to grasp? Dido Laurie, in his commentary, asks, "Once you grasp it, what do you have?" Yeah, can you pluck the moon's reflection out of the water? But Wei Nung has a rather more subtle way to deal with this person. "Those who understand the Buddha Dharma have it." And the monastic asks, "Do you have it, Master?" The fish climbs onto the hook. Does the dog have Buddha nature or not? What is this having? Wu Men says a little bit of has or has not, and body is lost. Life is lost. And Wei Nung plays the hooked fish. "No, I do not have it." Even as Zhao Zhou tells his monastic, "Mu, no." One can imagine the puzzlement. "How come you don't have it?" "What? You're the Zen master here. What do you mean you don't have it?" Dido comments, "He hasn't realized yet that the ground beneath his feet is about to disappear." And Wei Nung yanks out the rug, "Because I don't understand Buddha Dharma. I don't understand the Buddha Dharma. No, I don't waste my time and energy on understanding." If this questioner had been on the ball, he might have pursued the matter. "How do you not understand? Show me this not understanding." Xian Lin served as Yun Men's attendant for 18 years. Whenever Yun Men dealt with him, he would just call out, "Attendant Yun." Yun would answer, "Yes." Yun Men would say, "What is it?" It went on like this for 18 years. When one day, Xianling finally awakened. He said, "I understand." Yunmen told him, "From now on, I won't call on you anymore." Xianling understands. Wei Neng doesn't understand. Is Xianling's understanding different from Wei Neng's not understanding? Case number one in the Blue Cliff Record reads in part, "Emperor Wu of Liang asked the great master Bodhidharma, 'What is the first principle of the holy teaching?' Bodhidharma said, 'Emptiness without holiness.' The emperor said, 'Who is standing before me?' Bodhidharma replied, 'I don't know.' The emperor did not understand. Time and again, a monastic or an emperor seeks to understand, to find an answer, hopes for a lecture that will clear up everything. And time and time again, the master yanks their illusory reality out from under them. But be careful here. Anyone can say, "I don't understand," or "I don't know." Wei Neng's "I don't understand" and Bodhidharma's "I don't know" are profound religious insights. But you come to such an insight only through long and intense practice and searching. Coming from a sophomore philosophy major, or a beginning Zen student for that matter, it smacks more of a cheerful, nihilistic complacency. How is it that Wei Neng does not understand? The one whom we call Wei Neng might understand. The Wei Neng who is beyond names and forms does not understand, cannot understand, must not understand. Bodhidharma is formless. Your understanding must also be formless. You yourself must be formless. In his commentary on case number 9 in the Wu Men Guan, Wu Men says, "I approve the old barbarian's realization," referring to Bodhidharma, "but I don't approve his understanding. When an ordinary man realizes, he is a sage. A sage, if he understands, is an ordinary man. Sometimes one may be a sage, at other times an ordinary person. They are not mutually exclusive. Dogen said that one who advances in the way is an ordinary person. But if I realize without understanding, I cannot function. I cannot teach. If I understand without realizing, I spout lies. But even the most profound insight, the deepest understanding, is not to be attached to. Whatever the insight, it is only a signpost pointing to continued practice and realization." Dai An, an early Ming Dynasty teacher, said, "Here I have no Buddha Dharma that can be explained, and no Zen path that can be studied. You must utterly abandon all that you have had explained to you and all that you have studied at various Zen centers. Let there be nothing you hold inside you and nothing you depend on outside. Then nothing will stop you from being an utterly unconstrained patrobe monk. At just such a time, you must go on to recognize that there is a road of personal transformation. Nothing inside, nothing outside. And yet there is that road of personal transformation. Our practice happens in time and space. In time and space, we practice the enlightenment that is beyond all time and all space. That which you seek is closer than your own eyeballs. It is in your sitting itself. It is your sitting itself. There is nowhere else to look, nothing else to know or to be. Zhao Zhou said, "Originally I intended to practice to help others. Who would have suspected that instead I would become an idiot?" A chair does not understand a chair. It doesn't need to. A robin does not understand a robin. It has no need to. The body does not understand the body. Mu doesn't understand Mu. Zazen does not understand Zazen. It is only this discursive, scheming and dreaming mind that seeks and grasps at the illusory understanding of things, concepts, notions in the world of time and space. The more you try to understand, the more you tinker with your practice, the farther away you get. This discursive mind is a chimera, flitting from one thing to another moment by moment. The body is a slow-burning fire gone in a matter of a few years. Where is that which does not change, does not die, because it is unborn? Seeking and grasping will never reach it. It can only be reached by letting go. It's not easy. My understanding, my knowledge is who I am. We applaud the person who knows, who understands. In this world, the words, "I don't know," or "I don't understand," are looked upon as a confession of weakness or incompetence. It can be embarrassing, even frightening, because to let go of all that is a kind of dying, the dying of the separate, illusory self, which is so precious to us. And yet all that knowing is a barrier. It is the smoked glass in front of your face through which you see only dimly, if at all. You must be willing to leap into the abyss of not knowing. Not just once, but again and again and again, with every breath, with every move, with every moment of sitting. So whatever you know, understand, or think you do, continue the letting go. Here's a capping verse. "Not understanding, I breathe in and breathe out. Not understanding, the bell rings and I get up and do kin hymn. Not understanding, I pick up a cup and drink tea. Not understanding, the sun shines, the wind blows, and birds sing." When was understanding ever necessary? Together with all beings, we realize the way.